You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've begun to talk about the importance of the local church. Now, I'm going to encourage you to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to these things again over and over. Not only that, we have a bunch of free resources there, KurtOwen.com. Also, we do give you a chance to give every week on Fridays, but if you can't wait till Friday, bless your heart, go ahead. You can go to KurtOwen.com and become a partner to give a gift. Now, we're going to start again here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to be in verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now again, we started talking about this yesterday. There's been a pendulum swing. For years, people valued the building, okay, and the actual physical structure of the church. And then it swung to the other direction because God began to bring revelation, the fact that we individually are the church. He lives and dwells on the inside of us, that we are the temple of God. But then that went so far as people quit going to the building. And I want to be clear about this because I hear this a lot. Well, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, I don't believe in religion, period. I believe in relationship. But the thing of it is that there God did set forth an organization. God is an organized God. If you ever go back and look at, like when he wanted to have an ark built, right? He lined it out. This is the way I want it. This is how I want it. When he wanted a temple, this is how I want it. This is the way I want it to look. This is how I want you to dress. This is how I want you to do. He actually, even Jesus, I mean, when he's feeding people, it's like, sit them down in 50s and 100s and all this other stuff. And then with clear instruction that this is what he wanted. Okay, so God is an organized God. Now, I understand there's people that have been out there that have been hurt by churches, okay? And I don't discount that. And I'm sure if you attended one of our churches, I'd probably at some point hurt you too. Not that I meant to, but I got flesh, okay? And sometimes I make the wrong decision. I do the wrong thing. Or sometimes I could just hurt you, quite frankly, because I just wouldn't let you do what you wanted to do because what you wanted to do was wrong. And but that's, you know, we'll get into that later. But it is true that there is a house of God, a building, and it's also true that you are the church. Now, we need to get back to understanding the importance of the local church. Now, I don't want you to go to the local church out of religious obligation. I want you to go to the local church because there's a reason. And pastors, I want you to know why you're there. I want you to know how important it is of what you're doing, okay? And so we're going to get into that. Now, I brought up yesterday about, towards the end, about there's people that talk about how, well, in the early church, they were in houses. Well, that's not exactly true. Some of them were in houses. Many other weren't. They excavate large structures today. But here, let me just say this about that. Just because you start off in a house does not mean that's where you're supposed to end up. I started off walking. Does that mean I shouldn't have a car? I started off riding a bicycle. Should I just not have a car? Should I not fly in an airplane? I've got to go to Peru this weekend to do a meeting, or next weekend to do a meeting. Should I just start hoofing it? Should I get into a car? Just because you start off away does not necessarily mean that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Now, initially, there were house churches similar to even sometimes even today in different parts of the world where they have to have churches and houses because it's illegal for them to meet. But there is, as they grew, there were buildings. Paul is specifically speaking here about going to a building, right? the house of God, which is the church of the living God. There is a way that you can honor God by going to a local building. Okay, and we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about which building to choose, because there's a lot of different places out there, okay? But I want you to, we're going to start getting into what is the importance of the local church. Well, we start to see part of this here. He says that the local church, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now think about how important that is. It is the pillar. It is the thing that keeps things from falling down on your head. It is the thing that you can hold on to if you feel as though you cannot walk any further. It is also, this word ground, and we'll get into this, it means foundation. It means to make stable. So the reason for the local church is because it is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now we can actually see this in society today. Now many churches have left truth, I'll grant you that. Truth is the Word of God. You can't, people say it's compassionate to violate the Word of God in some instances. No, it isn't. It's foolishness. Because the only thing that changes people's lives is the gospel. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also the Greek, right? If you're not preaching the gospel, the truth, right, which is about Jesus and about what he's done, but if you're also not taking the word of God and teaching it, holding fast to it, his word is truth, then your church is not a pillar in the ground of the truth. If it's just a self-help session, it's not the pillar in the ground of the truth. If you're not being fed a steady diet of the Word of God, and I'm going to be able to prove this as we go along, at your local church, you should be hearing the truth. Now, people say, well, whose truth? The Word of God. Okay? So, think about how important truth is in our lives, because a lot of times people are just, one of the reasons they're so confused is they've left truth. Well, I don't know what is truth. Well, this is my truth. I hear that all the time. This is my truth. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to choose your truth. Truth is truth no matter who looks at it. Okay, it is just the way that it is. And so when you have the Word of God, you have the one that created everything, lay things out in a book, that is truth. And you need to lay hold of that, and you need, you know, just like I do. There's times I read things in the Scriptures that I do not like. But I have to, in turn, change what I'm believing, change my actions, change my thought processes to line up with truth. And one of the places I learn how to do that is at the local church, the house of God, which is the church of the living God, which is the pillar in the ground of the truth. Now, in the body of Christ, there are several different ministry offices listed. There's the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, right? Let me make sure I got those right. Apostles, prophet, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, okay? And they all have their different functions. And if you think those don't exist today, you're wrong about other stuff, I'm sure. So, but they still exist today. The problem is that we have a lot of people not understanding these offices, and unfortunately, we have a lot of people putting down other offices. And one of the things I see, you know, I travel all over the world. At this, as we sit here, I think I've flown 173,000 or 174,000 miles, okay? This is 2019, beginning of November, all right? And I've got at least 10,000 miles more to go before the end of the year. I fly everywhere, and it's amazing how many people devalue the office of the pastor and the local church. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but you're just saying this because you're a pastor. And I ask my people, because I hadn't been home much lately. I've been out helping other churches and things like that, helping other ministers, because there's almost this attack, and you can see it. It's not, you know, you hear Christians all the time, it's not really important that you go to church. Well, then that means that you're not experiencing the pillar and the ground of the truth in your life. That's all that means. And we're going to talk about how this is effective, why this is important. How many of you know that if there is a place that is the very foundation of truth, it's important you make it a priority? If there is a pillar of truth that you can hold on to, how many of you know that should be a priority. Okay, but I see this all the time. People are saying, well, you know, the pastor's office, local church, and then you get these guys, and you'll forgive me because I know a lot of you are listening to this on radio. Some of you might be watching this on television, and people get this idea because you're on radio and television, you know what you're talking about. That's not true. All that means is that you were able to get somebody to let you on television. I used to say all that being on television or radio means is that you were able to pay the bill. And then a friend of mine pointed out, hey, they'll give you 60 days. And so you don't even have to be able to pay the bill. So understand, because people get this idea, they watch people on television, they hear people on the radio, and they think what their pastor says is secondary to what they're watching on television and hearing on the radio. Now, if what your pastor's saying does not line up with Scripture, then, and the guy who's on television or radio does line up with Scripture, then yes. But it's not because they're on television or radio. It's because your pastor's not preaching truth. And that guy probably or woman shouldn't be your pastor anymore. But I want to be clear about this. If you are in a church that is teaching you the truth, even though you're listening to me on YouTube, on the website, on radio, on television, I want you to listen to your pastor more than you listen to us. I want you to listen to all of our stuff. I'd love it if you went down through our entire catalog. I believe that it would change your life forever. The thing of it is, though, I want you to listen to your pastor, because what's going on, what's being ministered from the pulpit in your local church is grounding you in truth. It is making you stable in truth. It is giving you the very thing necessary for you to remain strong. And ultimately, here at Curdo Ministries, that's what we want for you. We want you to fulfill the will of God for your life. And we know that part of that is that you attending a local body, which is the church of the living God, which is the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. And you need the pillar and the ground of the truth. You need to be established in these truths. And we'll explain why that is. It has to do with the pastor's anointing. But this is so important. We'll talk about these things coming up next. Remember to listen to these important announcements, and that Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please Him, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear faith-filled words of life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Curt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children.